There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
Do you need to take that?
No.
Okay.
No, me too. I fucking don't.
Me three, dude. There's like five waiting calls for mine and eight texts on mine, and I'm just not going to answer.
Well, I put through, so stupid, man. I was looking to refinance my car.
Yeah.
And I put through what I thought was Bank of America to like put through an application to them.
Yeah.
Because that was the first thing. It was sponsored Bank of America. I had read the Bank of America is like the number one, you know, car refinancing, good, all that.
This is not a paid advertisement.
Not a paid advertisement. So I clicked it and I went halfway almost through the part, or I think I clicked submit, not an actual credit application, just like.
Put your phone number in though, right?
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And then I realized that it, and this is bullshit, all right? If I could show you, I go to it and it says Bank of America. The link takes you to Nerd Wallet or Rocket Money or something like that.
Yeah.
So I put through my email address and phone number last week. Yeah. I could probably count in the hundreds of how many spam calls I've had. Mm. It's just fucking ridiculous. And then it's not even people looking now. We were standing outside. That was the 870 number.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. I'm like, for some reason this number looks legit, but I never answer. I answer, but I never talk. If it's an unknown number, I'll just hold it up to my ear.
Yeah.
And you usually hear the guy go, hello?
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 Yeah.
Mr. My, this is, you know? And he's like, oh, this is from the warranty department. I just hang up. Like, warranty department. Yeah. Where there is, first of all, there's no warranty department of anything. All right. No one wants that. There's no department dedicated to it.
Right. Somebody had to take an extra job.
People fight tooth and nail before they give a warranty. There ain't no department for it.
Yeah. Is that a Android Apple thing or is that a service carrier thing that all the spam is getting through to?
That they get through with like 870 numbers and that?
Yeah, yeah. Is that like is that a crazy problem, bro, that your phone has or your service provider?
I think
has?
It's the technology it's the scammers. So like I watched the one little news clip on this guy who does this for a living, and the reporter's like, all right, go ahead, and they took every single person in the office in the station. There was like 200 phones sitting there on a table, and he's like, one call, psh, hits the button, and every phone on the table lights up.
Mm.
You know,
dang.
Fucking crazy.
That is crazy. Okay,
yeah, they call that phishing, right? PH. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they can simulate a local phone number or even actual phone number. They had a bit with our police department there for a while, where the scammers had taken the phone number to the police department and we're calling folks being like, hey, you know there's a warrant for your arrest unless you pay $500 in Bitcoin to this wallet right here, you know.
Yeah.
People were doing it. Like,
that's crazy, bro, because that's like, that's young, that's old people, right?
Like, yeah, some young people they said too.
We you can bail your grandson out for $500 in Google Play points.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck?
Send me to my Amazon Prime account.
Yeah.
But you see that local 870-642 whatever number, you know, you're like, oh, it's got to be legit.
Got to
right?
be.
Yeah.
Got it. And that one had a 642, so I was like, eh.
It goes deep. I don't know what they use to get the information that they get, but I spoke and I had communications with a gentleman from Durant. So a Durant phone number came to my phone line. I talked to him he's my cousin, so I talked to him for a little while, you know, for a few, like 30 minutes maybe. The next 3 days, I had spoof Durant accounts calling me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's human nature, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get in, you're like, oh, okay. This is it. This is my $1 million coming to me.
Right?
Yeah, so obviously I'm not in financial stability. As you just heard, I'm refinancing my car. No, I'm kidding.
Just refinancing? You're not trade-in? You like what you got, right?
Listen up. I haven't done it yet, and I'm going to put it out to the regrettable listening, all three of you.
One of you is a salesman.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Tyler's in the market. Yeah.
We did a big, me and Allie have done a big budgeting financial roundup and moving forward, being smarter with money.
That's awesome.
We haven't been stupid with money necessarily. I really don't spend that much. I really don't. I've always been kind of good with money, you know, like, okay, I know when to stop, basically. And but it was just made sense. We should do this. For the sake of miles, you know, figure it out. Let's put some...
Your offspring.
Yeah. I don't get shit.
Well, let's talk inheritance then. Should Miles get an inheritance?
No.
Do you guys expect an inheritance of any kind?
I just hope not to get a bill afterwards. Yeah. Like that's my inheritance is my father's debt.
Do you expect a property in Michigan? You know?
No, I sure don't. And again, it's just, you know...
I sure don't.
There is something, though. Like, I believe certain types of debt can be passed on to the next generation, and I have this feeling like pass it down to me, and I have to pass it down to my kid, and then that debt will be passed down to her kid, you know, just like as what my grandpappy's debt.
Well, if you are someone who uses a credit card that is in someone else's name, but you have one in your name, but it's their car, you know mm-hmm. how that works, right?
Somebody
got a credit line.
That's my credit
card.
And
you also got a card, right? Yes. Don't, if you, for example, you have the bottle, if you have all the cards in your name and your wife has zero in her name and you pass away, she should pay zero of the dollars on that card because all of that money is in your name. Oh. And that is not stuff that transfers even from spouse to spouse.
Oh, really?
My wife taught me that.
So how does it, is really my wife's credit card, and I get like a little play one that has my name
vice versa.
On it.
Yeah. So same with me then.
Yeah.
I'm in the same
I can rack up a bunch of debts and it's not, you no, can,
yeah.
She can rack up a bunch of debts, not going to come on me.
Well, no, if it's in her name,
that's dirty.
Yeah, if it's in her name, like mine is. We're all in my wife's name because my credit was shot when I met her, right? So she's like, all right, here's a credit card. Yeah,
Marrying her was a big financial move, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I got great credit from it.
A common dig at me is I look like my credit is like 560.
But yeah, so if she always told me, if I pass away, do not pay a single credit card off. Mm. You know, make sure all that money can stay with the family and the kids and stuff. Yeah, so.
With the family.
But yeah, so I'm out. I'm about it. I'm about that life.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Do not pay off bills you do not have to. In other words.
Yeah.
My dad paid off a bill that was in my mom's name. So my mom had a credit card. He went ahead and paid it off because it was just hers. And then he didn't. And my mom.
Well, he's of that generation.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
He sent the check that day.
Yeah, exactly.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then my wife was like, dang, you could have saved that $4,000 or whatever it was.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just trying to find savings where I can. So like my car insurance was paying ridiculous amounts. Like it's gone up.
How much was it monthly?
I don't know. If you don't want to say the specific, I'll just say you paid more for one vehicle on full coverage and I paid for three vehicles on full coverage plus two on liability.
Yeah, man.
Holy shit. Yeah.
I was paying $290 for one car. Now, I've been told, and when I search for quotes, that's
horrible seeming, but if you just have one, and that's true, the more you stack on, you got house insurance, you got renters and or whatever, you know, the more
I
you stack
got the one car. And I was quoted, like when I first started, it was like 190. It's just jumped. That's what they do. So I call up there and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I called Geico, got a quote from them, and I'm like, I don't know if you guys quote match or what you could do for me. And they're like, we'll figure it out. We could do you something, you know. And they found like, oh, you have these discounts that aren't being applied, and blah blah blah. And then they ended up just doing me a brand new policy, not just you know, like doing the whole application again, and it brought it down well over $100. So that's where I'm at now. But that's what they're banking on. I can't be too mad at them. They're banking on you just like, whatever. It's auto takeout, right? You just do it for
years. Everybody expects insurance to just continue to go up.
Exactly.
So
and then you call them.
Right.
They might as well just be like, all right, you got it. You know,
absolutely.
It's all good. So
it's like trying to cancel DirecTV.
Yeah, or DirecTV is another perfect example. Like they just incrementally, it's the whole like, you drop a frog in boiling water, it's going to drop out, but you put it in some lukewarm water and boil it.
Yes.
Yeah, you got man, you got frog stew.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's right. And that's sure. I was straight stewed on that. You know? It was almost as if like
stewed to the form of about $100 and something.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Almost
yeah,
absolutely. Half. Yeah. Almost half. That's yeah. outrageous.
Got me. They got yeah. me. Got me. Damn. Got
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Just hopefully that somehow translates, you know, if you ever do have something happen, you mm-hmm. know, they're like, this is a good guy. He's a good guy. Guy. He paid yeah. way, we charge him way too much for too long, so you take care of him on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I'm hoping so. And then the car refinance, you know, I've had it for 2 years.
Yeah. In 2 years, interest rates have changed a lot. Yeah, in two yeah. years, that's not a sign of negative. Economic status sure. whatsoever. That's sure. a smart financial move if you can get a better interest rate.
Yeah.
Speaking of interest rates and economic status,
yeah, that's right.
A whole half a percent.
Whole half a percent.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but is normally about a quarter of a percent.
Exactly.
You're so it's twice federally? As much as normal. Federal
yeah.
Reserve.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you're talking, what is it? 5% or something?
Seven.
Is it seven? Yeah. Is that the Fed rate?
Oh, no, okay. You're right. You're right. Yeah. Fed rate. I was thinking like if you, you know, you got the local rate and the Fed rate.
Yeah. So yeah. It's yeah. always a little higher on yeah. the, yeah, on the private side. Mm. But so yeah, it's a good chunk.
Yeah. yeah.
And
very nice.
With for your, what is this in reference to?
If you were to buy a home, if you get a loan.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Big,
oh, yeah.
Loan,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, is it down to? What
it
is
went
it
down
now?
Half a percent.
Oh, okay.
I mean, which is a big deal.
I don't. I'm getting ready to jump as if I have money to buy a house.
I don't fully know, and I don't know if anybody fully knows how interest rate system works and stuff. But it the private sector is pegged in some fashion, in some form to the Fed rate. You know, no one's really going to offer you less than what the Fed interest rate
they
is.
They can sure. because they have to pay the Fed that.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. yeah, for sure. And sometimes you see bigger corporations can get with it. I was looking at, you know, I bought a truck recently, and I was looking at, you know what, it might make, even though it's going to cost me, I don't know, 15, 20 grand more, it might make more financial sense to buy a brand new one because the interest rate's like
zero. Yeah,
almost
zero.
Nothing.
Yeah, almost you can, nothing. Yeah. yeah,
and that's the difference.
But in-house financial lending, exactly. they got their financial yeah. system. So, yeah.
Versus or using your bank, they can, you know, mm-hmm. Chevy yep. or yep. whoever it is for, they all got their own lending systems. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's why if you're keeping your money in a savings account right now, you are doing yourself such a disservice. Yeah. I mean, because the banks are still offering 0.002% or something, you know.
For that matter, put it in a savings account, and I think it's PayPal. They're like offering 4.5% yes. right now.
Yeah, or some of those online banks yeah. and stuff. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Some of them, there's as much as 14% in one of the...
what?
It's a cryptocurrency.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You stake the cryptocurrency and you make 14%. So basically, you put in $1,000, you make $140. Is that 14%?
Yep.
A year.
See, I want to do this. I want to do that. I just don't feel I'm quite... Like, maybe give me a year or something. I'm not quite at the place where I can lock out
that much money. Yeah, yeah.
My savings.
I got you.
Because exactly. if I blow a tire...
You just feel like you went to the casino and lost it all too.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I put tens of thousands of dollars into a CD at a bank that was offering 5.5%, and I mean the money's just
it's gone.
You
can't feel
touch
like
it. It's gone. Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, might as well. Yeah, yeah.
But eventually it'll come back in a few
nice. Weeks. Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it
it's going to mature. Yeah.
Nice.
And what's 5% of 10?
Not a whole lot.
You're getting what? Was that $50?
Yeah. 5% yeah.
for 1,000, yeah, would be
yeah, but 10,000. I mean, hey, no judgment. Any money free? I mean,
yep.
Basically free money. Yep. I mean,
what right? we put in, what we kind of we did the math on it. What we put in the 5.5% that we'll get as a return when it matures will cover the capital gains tax on the yeah. So we literally we're getting a bank to pay our taxes
sure.
on the money, you know. Yeah. It's a wash, but hey, that a wash is a very a positive with this. Yeah. You know,
still smart something like you're not like investing into
I was going to say Dogecoin where you could you put it in an investing 401k
yes.
and it could be worth 25% more now.
Yeah.
But it could be worth 0.02%.
And on average, yeah. around that 5-8% range, you know. So I'm on the lower range of that, exactly. you know,
it's
with this locked
range.
In. But it's, I mean, it's, there's no risk whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero risk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not ready to lock away.
Besides, I'm like, I really need that money right now. Yeah, and they're like, well, there's a huge penalty if you take it. I don't care. Yeah, I need the money.
Yeah, so the car refinance offer that I got, the best one that I could find, is it does add 6 months to to the thing. I haven't done it yet. I'm still trying to figure out.
But because you're paying less per month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. I want to pay a little less so I can pay more. If that makes sense, I want to pay more to the principal and pay less. Yep. So let's just say
you look at the math. Honestly, what you're paying less per month, but your interest rate is like if you were the same interest rate but paying less, it would be like 18 months or 2 years that they'd be tacking on.
Exactly. So let's just say these are round numbers. I'm paying $450 for my car, but I want to pay $500 at least. Some amount of money going towards the principal, which $50 doesn't really feel like that much. Now, if I pay, if my car payment is now $350, but I'm paying $500, that's all of a sudden $150 a month going towards principal. Way better. I've already expensed it. I'm not going to change what I pay. I just think it's better that way. And then also it'll drop it a full percentage, a little bit like 1.2% APR. Better.
Laura and I have always
rounded
six
months. Yeah, I always round up.
Yeah, we've always done that.
Yeah, that was
and
a big thing.
You're right. I didn't think about the fact that that is that little chunk's going to the towards the actual principal.
Exactly.
Yeah, which means less interest you're paying.
Yeah, overall.
Not to mention
she's smarter than I thought. No.
Yeah. Not to mention the place that I was banking with that my car loan at. I pay more than my car loan every time, and instead of them paying it towards the principal, they put it into a credit account
for the next
month for whenever I choose to use it. So I didn't know that. I know. And then I called this credit. It's a credit union.
Yeah.
So I called them just to make sure there's no pitfalls I want to avoid before clicking okay on this application. And I was explaining to the guy and he was like, dude, my wife is a loan officer and I still don't understand it, how it works. He's like, it's all good. It gets applied to it eventually.
Yeah, but
still, they're like holding it here.
Is it in an account that they can bear interest on?
Most likely.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Oh, it's like.
Where they can use to boost their like capital assets
exactly.
and stuff. Yeah.
On my little. What? Like,
times that by a bunch.
Yeah, exactly. So. Do that by 10 million people.
That's, and when it comes to so many financial aspects, so little things just snowball into so much. I still remember when my wife and I bought our house and we were looking at the amortization rate. Mm-hmm. So we got a 30-year loan, FHA 30-year loan, and we put $100 extra on our mortgage every month, which doesn't sound like a lot, but looking at the schedule, by paying an extra $100 a month, we'll have the house paid off in 23 years as opposed to 30 years.
But versus 30?
Versus 30. Wow, so just by putting out, we're shaving $7, 7 years off our mortgage
most
schedule.
Most people are living so fucking outside of their means that they see that mortgage payment. I'm not paying a penny more than that, Biden.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's for you.
Biden.
It's for you.
And then blames Biden. They can't afford their smokes.
Yeah, exactly. And then so I will say 1 month it did very much work in my favor, this whole stupid credit union credit thing I was getting, because I walked in and I was like, literally, I was like, just the minimum amount this time because it's a tough month. Just the minimum amount. And they're like, oh, you got this, you know, $370 credit just sitting here that we're, and I was like,
apply that.
I was like, what? Dope. But what are you talking about? I was like, that should have been
mad. I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
But this is fucking
But
awesome.
I get cigarettes now.
It was like, you've been stealing my money. And then when I come up to you to confront about it, you're like, here you go.
Exactly. Pilfering this little bits. Yeah. And then I was like, I walked out being like, whoa, you know,
some dude named
so
John Gotti ain't getting his payment this week.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm pretty good with money, but I'm still susceptible to that point where I'm like, I'm $300 rich. Like I walked out being like, hey, I'm, you know, get the UFC fights, get the order pieces.
He splurged on clove cigarettes and Coors Banquet beer.
100% awesome. What I
ye
did.
Ye old English.
Yeah. I went straight to Easy Mart.
Absolutely. Yeah, blew that stuff.
And the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
That Miles getting Christmas this year.
Yeah, that's right.
I got $25 in dollar gifts for my friend.
Gosh, the closest thing personally I can relate that to is I remember a good friend of mine who listens to this podcast. He once my wife worked for the tax collector at one point, like the sheriff of Nottingham. And
straight
and she
up
climbed up in a tree, saw Jesus, and was out of that.
Yeah, So, you know, robbing the poor and giving to the rich kind of thing.
Fell in love with Maid Marian.
But in any case, he gave me his tax money one time. and I was working with him at the time, so we saw each other the other day, every day, and I was like, oh yeah, sure, I'll get it to her and she'll be able to get your taxes paid off. Well, I stuck it in a book in my vehicle, like as a bookmark. I was reading on my lunch break one day and I stuck it in there. And I don't know what happened. Like, I didn't like the book anymore, so I put it down. And then it was like months later, he's like, dude, I got a bill saying that that my taxes haven't been paid and I might owe a penalty. And I was like, oh, I was like, oh, whoops. And I was like, what? It like started to piece it together. It's like, oh my goodness, I used his money as a bookmark to find the book still in my truck and open it up. Stolen. There it is. Yeah. I love it.
How many Never thieves like that. Cracked his, like looked through like exactly. Shit and through the book?
Yeah. The Bible. Yeah. No, thank you. I got
lucky
one of those
it wasn't
already.
A first run of that book.
Yeah, 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 first edition. They're like,
whoa, Harry Potter first edition. I did stop by your credit union yesterday or yeah. Monday.
How miserable are they there?
Yeah, very. And I mean, I did, I guess, ask a dumb question. Like, so I had to buy. I bought somebody the other day, and it was for it was out of my own personal like savings. You know, like money that nobody knows about except me, kind of thing. And it's for
Until now.
Yeah, well, for a repair job on my Land Rover that I really need to get done because I have somebody that's going to do it, but it's not going to be cheap. In any case, they needed something more than I needed that. So I dipped into it, and I was like, you know, I still really need that. So I have this, like, water cooler jug full of change, and I was like, I know there's more than that in that thing. And I was like, but I ain't about to go to Coinstar. I read their interest, their rate is like, it could be like 14%.
I was going
to
say it's around 10% normally.
And like, yeah, and at bare minimum. Yeah.
Let me ask, who doesn't care about that? Bums? Like, exactly. You know what I mean? They bums, like, they come and they take their change, and they're like, I don't give a shit. Take your one. But then you're sitting there with your water cooler jug, like, oh, hold up. What?
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah. It's going to add it. When I see that total, like, what Coinstar gets to keep, I'm going to be irate.
You get $95 and they get $9.50.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How many bums, though, are like on their way to Walmart, like Joey Jingles, full of change, being like, I'm so ready to get that cash?
Yeah. But also, I ain't about to roll it all up either and take it to my bank, and
then they realize it's just a cash saver coupon they get at the end.
Little
usable in the store.
Yeah. Which that I did read that Coinstar is like they'll wipe the their money handling fee if you get like it's like an Amazon card or something.
That's how they do it.
I don't care about that.
Amazon pays them for the
exactly.
That's why they got a partnership. Back to that, they always send you to Coinstar machines because they don't lose anything. They've got like something set up with Amazon where they get paid. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I read online, it was like any bank, and they were like, check your credit union usually does. And I looked, and Red River is one that says they, on their website, says we offer, you know, like a coin machine, no charge on it. Just come in and use
nice.
It. So I show up there, not with my jug, fortunately.
No, 80-pound jug.
I was like, you know, it's right there by the station. So
you
I
had
stopped
to roll
in.
It in.
Like. Yeah. They were like, no, we don't know anything. We don't have, they're about threw me out. Oh. So, yeah.
Okay, well, it says it on your website.
Well, yeah.
Your website, asshole.
Yeah. Then I looked a little bit more into the website, and it's at their primary location, which is Altus. Oh, yeah. I don't even know where that is.
Yeah. Like, Altus, Oklahoma? Really?
Yeah, Altus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's I was thinking that was on
panhandle of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking that was like on Saturn or something. Altus 9.
Yeah.
It's close.
Yeah. But credit unions are good for like if you like. I guess I was hearing from a listener actually recently. He's like, listen, I put all my big money there, like into credit unions and other way. Like if it's not in some sort of money making investment CD, something like that.
What's big money?
Like. Like basically, not, like I'm thinking, and like maybe not his main, but he was like the thing with local banks, as good as they are. When I'm off in Tijuana wanting to spend some money, there's a good chance they'll lock you out of it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know, while
at the very minimum,
union,
you got to let
him
know.
The fact that this guy hangs out at Tijuana and gets locked out of his bank, I want to hang out with him.
Yeah, this dude is. I've said it before, he's aggressively retired.
When I'm trying to spend some money at the donkey show, you know?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
Your bank is like, the I don't know if we show. Should allow that.
Yeah.
You take card?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man. Only American Express.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
But, it is ridiculous. And, that's the thing about some folks around here, man. Like, you go in asking for basic services and they act like where you think you're living at. Yeah. I get it, dude. I know where I'm at.
This is the big city?
Yeah. I literally called a storage place. I'm looking to like rent a storage unit. And I call.
You know you can't live in those, right?
Yeah, I know.
I but skirt who's around it. Know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And
proper
so
ventilation.
Like moving a refrigerator and you plug it in. All right. Wait, why? And then I call and the first thing is, hello. And I'm like, is this a business?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That's a great fucking question to ask.
Is this a business?
Is this all right. a business?
Answer it like one.
Yeah.
All right, lady. I'm looking for climate controlled
storage.
Wait a minute,
storage. That was a lady too?
It was a lady. Hello. Yes. Yeah. Emphysema. Just smoking in the little, you know, a storage
the walls
place.
Are yellow.
A storage place is 1,000 units and then a guard shack with an old lady in it. That's who's guarding your Touché. Possessions, Touché. Right?
Yeah, like a 44 snub nose. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah,
and true. A sawed off right underneath the counter.
Yeah. And like a little shih tzu on her lap.
You know, a little shih tzu. Hello. You know, and I'm like, is this a business? Yeah, you know, this is whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I said,
you lock them, we sock them.
Yeah, yeah. 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 And I was like, I'm looking for climate control. And she said, oh, honey, ain't no one in DeQueen have climate controlled storage.
Yeah. You think you're in New York City?
Yeah, you think what you think in New York? You know, and I was like, oh, yeah, that crazy thing, AC.
Yeah.
That's, I know. Oh, you think I was calling to see, like, hey, do you have Elon Musk's SpaceX launching pad there?
Exactly. Can I get my cryogenic frozen hang out there for the next 100 years?
Air conditioning. Like, it's been around for a minute, you know? I was, fuck me for
she
thinking.
Don't get it. You don't get it either, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she's sitting there burning it.
Yeah.
I'd be working out of one of those. If it was... Oh man, sitting here sweating my tits off in this thing. Yeah. You think you are. You know?
She got the smiley faces underneath.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So I guess fuck me. Like,
you gotta go to Texarkana for that big city shit.
That big city, you know, climate controlled shit.
That was good.
Yeah. So that's not a thing.
I just want something I can walk indoor and all of it's indoor.
That'd be nice. Yeah. Those are really nice.
What was it? Was it Sons of Anarchy? What was I watching where they had like their stash? Yeah, they like broke into their stash. I think it was Sons of Anarchy. Did you ever watch that one?
Mm-mm. Dude, no. Or was it Breaking Bad?
Was it somewhere? Wherever it was like the stash was in a
storage
locker. Yeah. In a safe.
I've seen that. Inside.
Cameras in it. Yeah. It was all, you had to go inside the building.
The one from Trailer Park Boys. You ever seen that too? First season, they're wanting to put on a illegal nightclub in their trailer park to make some quick money. Nice. And they really don't have any sound equipment. So they realize that there's this one place that keeps some of their sound equipment in a storage unit, but it's all inside and stuff. So they have to break inside the storage housing unit to get to the storage unit itself. That was climate control.
That was climate control. Even the trailer park in Nova Scotia gets it.
Yeah.
I don't here. In the hottest place on earth.
It's the South.
It's the fucking South, man. People wouldn't live here if it wasn't for AC.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, honey, bless your heart. Yeah. Where do you think you live?
Yeah. And that triggered me so bad. I was like,
sorry for expecting a little something.
A little AC, dude. For my belongings.
Like, not to point out who it is, you're in a former bowling alley. All right. Yeah. Like, there was air conditioning. I went.
Oh, is that where it was?
Yeah.
So you can't even air condition the freaking place? Come on, guys.
No wonder you closed up and you feel people bowling in 120 degrees inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, I love it, dude. The other one that I called, I know somebody there who's storage was broken into within the past couple months. Like within a month, their storage unit got broken into.
You're like, I'll try that place.
Yeah.
Right.
And I, like, they had nothing. The person I know, they had nothing in there that was worth stealing.
Gotcha.
I guess. Or, like, you know, it was just like furniture and shit. Like, they were, I don't know what they're looking for, but not that, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's like, did they offer you any, you know, it's like, no. I mean, do they have
for
cameras?
A lock?
I asked, and then I asked, like, do they have cameras? And they're like, they have fake ones, like set up, like deterrent cameras.
So anybody,
which place is this?
Place. You know where it's at.
Okay.
You know where it's at.
We'll have to talk
the college.
About that.
It's probably over on the right side. Yeah.
It's right near the college. Way. Yeah. And it's like, dude, are you serious? Like, no, we don't protect your shit. That's the whole point. Like, I figured
that's
a massive
part.
But
if somebody wants it, we won't let them have it.
Just let
them
walk right through.
Yeah.
I mean, if
your
lock
doesn't
work,
then fuck you.
Yeah. That's crazy, dude.
It is kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
No guard, again, shack even.
This is the bane of a small town, is that a shitty business gets to open up, and because there's zero competition, they get to hold an entire town hostage with their horrible service and not up-to-date things.
Storage unit facility, not the most honorable of enterprises out there.
Fair enough, yeah.
But they should feel one of the most profitable. Motive.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
One of the most profitable. Yeah, that and trailer parks are the two most profitable in the United States to date.
Like, I guess if I rent out a storage unit, I got to assume that they're letting hookers in there to bang their johns. You know, like in the storage unit is a safe place.
At the
place.
Very least, they're going to have a clause like, you're 2 days late, everything that's in it's ours.
Yeah, yeah, ours. Yeah,
I think there's state or national laws on that, actually.
Yeah.
There's like, it's days, 30 or 60 days maybe, but you're right. They do have a
forfeit
of time.
At some point, right?
It was a fad at one point. Storage wars, buying
I actually recently talked about it on the it's still a big deal, or not a big deal, but it's still a deal. Mm-hmm. But I recently talked about starting back. There's a local radio, local TV station that used to be here, and I teased the idea of creating like a storage wars, because that came out of a swap shop call in that was like, yeah, we're going to open up our storage for sale this weekend. We're going to, you know, sell some stuff out
of it.
Like,
you're allowed to do it.
And there's like three of us in one area that's going to be selling all our stuff. So I was like, okay, that would be cool to do like a, you know, storage war, a local style.
Yeah.
You know, you get some real villains on it, though.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like your big villain on storage wars where a guy would go, yep.
Yeah.
That was it. That was it. Although at the one point that he did the auctioneer and his wife had to fight, like went and she swung first and Dave's hands are rated E for everyone.
Exactly.
He clocked her right in the face, threw her down, went after the dude in every American right that he had. Fuck that lady.
So his was just him bidding on.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's he's the villain. He's the bad guy because he stands in the back and while it's zooming on all the people you want.
He's stealing it. Yeah. And he's taking it all. He's even got merch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Y-U-U-U-P, I think is what it is.
So he's coming in there with cash. He just buys them all.
Yeah. Forget Darth Vader. Forget Lex Luthor.
He's got like 10 stores.
That guy is, you know, the real big villain of the show. Everyone hates him.
He's got a supply. Yeah. He's got like 10 stores. He's got a supply.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That guy. Crazy. Yeah. Probably makes a shit ton of money, you know. Yeah,
probably selling.
So I'm like
crap
looking at
getting
into a new business adventure that seems particularly seedy and dirty.
Exactly.
It's like I'm thinking about it, like doing a little eBay selling, flipping.
Ooh,
you know what I mean?
I love it.
And it's like, I don't know. Like it's been on my mind.
Yeah. 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 If you want to practice, see if it's worth it. I've got a perfect 100% stars on my.
Nice.
My account.
Yeah,
and
I need
I've
to
sold
get that.
Hundreds of things.
Ooh, yeah.
So I could. We could use
you
that.
Flip stuff, or do you actually just like?
I just sell my crap.
You sell your crap.
Yeah,
buy
if I don't
crap.
Want it anymore. Yeah, mm-hmm. I buy. I just buy shoes, wear them for a year or two, and then I sell them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've sold
shoes. Is one of the biggest things on eBay.
Yeah, yeah. And mine. I went through a phase of liking designer shoes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Sold most of them by now. Though.
I'm thinking about it with electronics, you know.
I've made like $600 this year in selling shoes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some people are like, do you know how little effort it would take to make like $1,000 a month?
Yeah.
Like, if you were doing it,
go to yard sales.
Yard sales.
Find old shoes that people don't think, clean them up, put them on there at $25. You bought them for 25 cents. Yeah.
So I found this place in Texarkana, right?
Uh-oh.
It's fucking ridiculous, all right? It's a place where on Friday, They must get pallets full of Amazon returns.
They bin that shit?
They bin that shit. And you just tear through it like a sick animal.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And it may be 10,000 paper clips.
It may be an iPhone. Like, you have no idea what's in these boxes.
How do you get into that building in this situation? You have to like buy a ticket.
You just walk in, dude.
You just line up.
You just line up and walk in.
So maybe because it's a smaller location, there may not be like the as sought after yet.
Oh yeah, I don't imagine you're gonna find an iPhone, but they kind of like put it like, hey,
yeah.
And they probably
but you
go
may find
it.
You a Roomba or
dude,
something.
I
you
found
know.
So I went twice now.
Oh
I went,
no!
So I went on Friday. Okay. Everything is $8, and it's brand new stock,
unopened.
Yeah, unopened.
Nice.
They don't stock it again until the next Friday.
Do you have to buy the boxes?
No.
Before you can open them?
No. I think it says that don't open boxes, but literally everybody's there with box cutters and they're just like tearing shit open.
That's
so
hilarious.
You know, it's like three East Indian dudes running it, and they're like, "I am not going to try to stop these."
This
American
is all
people.
Stolen anyway.
Yeah, it's all stolen anyway.
Do you think like a good strategy would bring in like a K bar or like a buck? Giant knife, and that's what you used to open it. So everybody's
fuck
like,
"Out of my way!"
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, like open boxes, real crazy.
Like a box. I mean, I guess you can commit it. A tremendous terrorist attack with a box cutter.
I don't think you can.
This is all loot from Fast and Furious 6.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in there like Muhammad Atta.
Yeah, bring a scimitar in.
And so I go there on $8 day.
Yeah.
And
how much
money
did you bring? $800 or
like
80?
$60.
Okay, cool.
So my mind was blown though at like what I picked up, because there's a great app called Google Lens.
Yeah.
And Google Lens
tell you what you
pointed
got.
At
how
literally
much it
anything, and it'll tell you how much it's worth. And so I picked up.
Was the median price of the average of the things you had like
30,
worth?
30.
Really?
That's awesome.
For $8 a piece, I spent 60. I would imagine I have like $350 worth
nice.
Of crap.
And you'll have
brand
to sell
new
it.
Electronics. So I don't have to.
You don't have. I mean,
yeah,
but
that's
if
the
you
idea.
Want to slang it for some cash, exactly. You're going to spend $40 on shipping, probably.
Exactly.
So you're talking $320 minus the $60.
Mm-hmm.
So $284, whatever. I don't know the math.
That's all the meaning.
$250 bucks cash.
Yeah. And the biggest part is all the stuff that I picked up really doesn't have that many listings, but things get sold.
Boom.
Like so, like
that's even
perfect.
Better.
It's when you pick up something and there's 100 listings, you know,
and
it's
each
moving.
One of them,
it's moving, but you know, you like it's you're not going to get the best value.
That's cool.
Out of
next
it.
Time you go, can I go?
Absolutely, dude.
Can
we
like get
go.
Some cocaine and just go fucking do this? That would be fun.
Cocaine, balaclavas, and K bars.
Yeah,
and we're gonna run that motherfucker, dude.
Yeah,
because people are insane in there.
Yeah.
So the doors open, it's madness, and like the moment, you know, and people are going crazy now. Every day that goes on, they only restock once a week. Every day that goes on, they drop the price of everything by a dollar. So I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, The Platform. It's a movie about a prison that like is all like 100 levels, and in the middle of each room is a platform that moves down that's full of amazing food, right? But it starts at the beginning, it's a feast,
right?
And you have 1 minute, then it goes to the next level. So the people at the bottom
barely
are getting
get
just literally
nothing,
people
yeah.
are just shitting and pissing on the table, you know. And but at the bottom, there's no food left,
that's
you know. It's a weird movie. I didn't actually watch it, but
that's
this is what this is. It does sound interesting. I
there's
mean
a sequel
to.
Now, too.
Oh, is there?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
As well, if the first one didn't explain that concept
enough. Yeah, I got it, you know.
Yeah.
But now today is Thursday. They stock tomorrow. Everything today in there is 50 cents. 50 cents on whatever you can find, you know. Now, I've been on $8 day, which is the best day to go, and 50 cent day. 50 cent day is the dregs of society.
I bet.
It is literally the bottom of the bottom of the barrel scraping people. And
but
everybody's
you buy 500 fighting. Things for $250.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
If you got a bus or a truck to bring.
All I found was cords. I found a ton of like useful cords.
Okay.
Because
useful. I didn't
useful.
Say useless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Useful.
Yeah. Okay. So like imagine somebody's got something. Yeah. Which I'm, yeah.
That reminds me, I got computer shit for you.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'll take that. It's like imagine there's like a box torn open that has like two cords to the thing, like a power cord and a way to hook it up to your computer.
Right.
Like it, and it gets handled by 50 people. So the box just disintegrates and it's left
it's
with
cords.
All the loose stuff and it's cords. So that's what I picked up. Jen went with me and she said that she like looked at all the tags after she got like $150, $200 worth of bathing suits.
Oh, sweet.
$50 a pop. This is in bags too, because
nice.
People are like, ah, I don't want that. You know, she went crazy on the bathing suits. She's stocked up next year on
that's
bathing
cool.
suits. So, you know, it is cool, but yeah, it's not something I want to be necessarily. I don't want to do that. So when I went on Friday,
it's a side gig. Not you're not going to find yourself with this job.
Yeah, dude.
Hopefully.
So when I went on a Friday, I went
because
through
the next the only thing below that is getting addicted to meth and searching dumpsters.
Yes, yes exactly. And this these people are doing that too.
No, that's funny.
Yeah, like the people I'm in there are also doing
the 50
that.
50 centers are also doing that.
Yes, absolutely. And at one point, I'm telling you, so they blast sad music through the place. It's hot in there.
Oh,
it
no.
smells bad.
I'll bet.
And it's nothing but just you know, people I wouldn't be caught around ever.
Sounds like a, smells like a shipping return center.
Yes, dude. Mm. Or Port Authority or something. And everybody's like ripping through boxes, elbowing shit. Fuck out of my way, old lady. Like, you know, just elbow right in the glass.
That was Tyler, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And then at one point, like, everybody's sweeping through mounds of merchandise and shit, right? And at one point, I'm like, the sad music, I'm like, I'm feeling not myself. I fucking swept some bunch of shit over, and there was a makeup mirror sitting there.
And you were looking at
yourself. I looked at myself.
Oh, no!
My hair was wild. My eyes were, like, red and bugged out, and I just got out, dude. I just broke out. I paid for what I had and left. I was like, dude, I can't.
That's hilarious.
You know? Got
I love
the
it.
Hell out of there.
Yeah, you felt, you hit rock bottom
that
moment.
Rock bottom for like that day.
Rock bottom, yeah.
So now I'm going with a different mentality.
I was going to say, can I go hit rock bottom?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, I have to.
Yeah.
Desperately
that
need
sounds
to.
Fun actually.
Yeah. Whoever said we have an issue with materialism, consumer culture.
I'm gonna bring $1,000, see if I can get like 100 things for $800. You know, there's tax, I guess, right?
You will. If you brought 1,000 and you were smart with it, you'd make a shit ton of money.
$2,500
off eBay. Yeah. I bought a guitar pedal that's worth like on eBay $120.
Nice.
$8 I paid for it.
That's cool.
Brand new in box.
That's cool.
You know?
Now you could put it on it's $120, so you could put it on eBay if you wanted to get rid of it quick for $60.
Or $60.
Half price.
But people do I've done some eBay research and it's like, listen, you know what you got.
Yeah.
If it's selling good, put it up there for the price. Maybe a little less.
Yep.
100 is what I was thinking. Because 60, people are like, I ain't gonna buy it. That's
a scam. Something's wrong with it.
I do. Yeah. I do mine. I sell mine quickly because I say I bought it at, let's say, $225. Mm-hmm. I'm selling it for. I'm starting the bidding at $25, but I expect it to go up to $100. You know.
Yeah.
And they usually don't go to $100 quite.
Right.
But I'm teasing them because I don't care if I make $50 off these shoes.
Right, right.
At the end of the day. Mm, and exactly. Actually, the retail price is $250. I paid $75 on sale on eBay last time I bought them.
It's almost like you're renting clothing with people are doing this, you know? And you might even make a little money at the end of it. Now I've done a lot of research on eBay. Please. And it's like you always want to do a buy it now if it's something that is in... that there's plenty of. You don't want to do an auction on something that there's a lot of.
And make an offer. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, make an offer is a good one, too. Yeah, you want to throw make an offer on there, too, because you might be like, fuck it.
I've participated in an eBay bid or two, but never won them, but I've bought lots of things off of eBay for the buy it now.
Exactly.
Just to get it, yeah.
The only time you really want to auction something is if there's not a lot of it or maybe none on eBay. Like, let's say you have a pair of shoes that, like, nobody has right now. Right. You auction it, you're probably going to be able to get your worth out of it. Or something you don't really even know the value of. You know, you don't know really the value of that item. So if you throw it on auction, maybe it works out. Or maybe you're like, damn, people, I got this $140 it ended at. Right. I was going to list it for $60, right. You know? So if you have a product for eBay that, like, there's 100 listings on it already, you don't want to put that up for auction because somebody's going to make a deal off you. So, like, this is what I'm thinking. I've watched some videos. I've done some online research. I've got my eBay account set up and everything. But I have everything not listed but in draft form.
Oh,
everything
nice.
I have.
You've done all the work then.
I am not going to start it. I've told myself I'm not going to start this business. And I'm pretty hyped about it for 2 weeks now. Okay. Not going to start until I quit smoking. Like, it's kind of like my payoff a little bit. Because also,
I respect that.
Yeah, he won't let me get in on the cast iron either. He says it's going to cheapen his brand.
That's true.
That'd be weird.
No, yeah. No, I have learned since that you do not want to set up multiple. You want to sell everything through one. It doesn't matter if you're selling shoes, bowling balls, and dildos. Like, you want it all on one account.
Okay.
So we're all good on that. The moment it starts, we're going to be doing that in business. And you, if you want to, you know, but also you got your own 100, you know, 5-star thing going on.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
so
let's buy J's.
Can we
buy your eBay account? Right.
Yeah. My main thing is that I have nothing. I have no shipping materials right now. And it's not that much, but since this whole budgeting thing, I'm not allowing myself to go and spend it. I could probably spend $80 on boxes, bubble wrap, poly mailers and bubble mailers and shit like that.
And that's, you know, where the quitting smoking comes in.
Exactly. I'm not going to spend that
whatever you
until
can,
yeah, go ahead.
I'll just say real quick, whatever you can do to make it where somebody buys something, you get it out as quick as possible. That's going to boost your ratings all the faster.
I do not want to list something until I'm ready to ship it that day. Like, right. That's one thing. It was like, listen, if you're just kind of getting this started and you're not there yet, just source your items cheap. Put them as a draft so they're not listed yet. And by the time you are ready, you just click upload. My draft has pictures. It has all the details. It has all that in it. It's all just sitting there until I am ready to spend $80. And that's where I'm at right now. If you asked me three weeks ago if I'm going to spend it, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to spend $80 right now. Not worry about it. Right now I'm trying to be fucking smart. So,
And I wonder if eBay has a similar feature. I got involved with this it's called Bricklink, where you can sell individual Lego pieces. You can sell one, you can sell 1,000, you can sell however many you got. Not just pieces, but it's the biggest aftermarket source of Legos. It's where I haven't bought Lego from Legos in years because of that system. And I guess I probably had about 2,000 sales through that thing, and like 99.4%, positive. I've had a few over the years where it just, it didn't get to them fast enough or something so there was some miscommunication. And what's great about that system too is like they can put negative feedback, but you can respond to it too, so you can at least add a little context to it.
Nice.
And if you're getting 99.4% positive feedback, there's a lot of times it's the buyer's problem. Even
there's Airbnbers that will not take a 5.0, a five-star Airbnb. You can remove the five stars because they say often your five stars have too few reviews.
Oh yeah.
So they're 4.9 to 4.5.
Yeah. I would say the majority of big eBay sellers are 99%.
Exactly.
Yeah. I ain't seen anybody at 100%.
And I'm only 100% because the few times I've had issues, I messaged them and I gave them a discount.
Right.
Or they can adjust.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they never. Excuse me. They always, so far, they've always messaged me and say, hey, I had this problem. And I was like, hey, for a great review, I'll do this.
Okay, yeah.
Cool, no problem. And eBay marks those messages, the emails between you. So if they agree to something, eBay automatically says it's a good review.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, and there was a similar thing with that website. I guess what was great about that one is that you could put stuff in your store as a draft, but it gave you the option of you could do a different things listed at the highest price, at the lowest price, or the average price for similar items. And then it give you a good idea of where you could start from and then adjust it when it was finally time to make it live.
The big one I'm excited for is I have decided I'm going to sell my Magic collection. And it has a value at about, it's around 10 grand. And that's
the whole thing?
Yeah. Wow. It's all going. I'm done. Like, the game is gone for me. It's completely jumped the shark. I hate every new set for the past year. And it's tanking. It's tanking. The fluctuations going on mine, I'm getting out while I can. Not to mention, the majority, when I play, I don't have many people to play Magic with. The majority of people, I play it online.
Right.
Which I have my account still.
And you're not a big fan of that even. You aren't as big a fan. Maybe it's grown on you a little bit. Of the online.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan. I'd rather play in person, but I'm not going to go to Texarkana and fuck around with those nerds. Like, I'm a dad.
Exactly.
I see my Magic collection every single day, and instead of seeing something awesome I'm proud of, I'm seeing a black hole that could potentially be 10 grand in my bank account. If you ask me today if I'd rather have half of that money or the card sitting there, I'd take half the money.
So what you
and
do?
eBay is a giant Magic seller. Now that's what my collection is worth. Ain't nobody gonna pay that for my collection. But if I individually sell, that's what it's so. That's my other plan too. Not to mention, I'm gonna say I probably have about 50,000 Magic cards. That is the ones I have scanned into the system that are worth 10 grand is actually only like 2,000.
Now, have you scanned into the eBay system?
No, it doesn't have to work like that.
They have a collection set up.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly how they do that.
Okay.
I haven't looked into that quite yet.
The collections?
But they do have the collections, and you're not going to get what you would if you sold them each individually.
Right, yeah.
So I might look into that. I might post that as well as the individual cards and shit, but
But I meant just like for tracking your collection. Yeah. Like I track my automobiles and the parts that I want to buy off eBay from there.
Yeah. There's a specific app. It's like the number one app for this in the Magic community. That's where I have it all tracked through. It literally tracks it like stocks.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Perfect. That's
and,
cool.
And
that's
it's cool. And it's shooting up a little bit right now. But like, and that's only 2,000 cards of my collection. I probably have close to 50,000.
Wow.
But so the rest of those are almost worthless.
Oh, well, okay. So they're common cards.
Yeah, they're common cards. Okay. But you can sell those in bulk, like for $100. So you can even add the I want to get rid of that too. And people buy that.
What's the common card worth for a Magic card?
5 cents.
Okay.
I think.
So how many would be $100? 2,000?
Yeah, something like that. I think it's right around that. 2,000 cards, bulk cards. And even then there's like $500 for 10,000 when you buy of them? Yeah. Like, yeah, so yeah.
Bigger discount.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
So okay, there's more on top of what I have. So I'm ready to do that. That's going to be a big part of the business for sure, selling individual cards. And you know. Yeah, that's my plan for right now. And dude, if I could somehow like I have no more expectations than like within a year, if I could be making like $1,000 a month. And from what I'm seeing online, dude, that's not that. That's part time. That's free time.
And if you can enjoy it, you got to learn to enjoy the hustle.
Exactly.
You know what you should do?
I'm going to stop.
If you can go to the yard sales, have fun doing it. That. I love all the junk stores. And be on, you know, and have an eye for that kind of thing too, which, if you don't, you'll learn it.
And the big thing is that Google Lens, if you see something and you're like, this might be, throw it on that app. It just scans it.
I got it. I figured it out for you.
All right.
TikTok. Seriously, there are entire TikTok accounts designed for somebody buying a packet. They open it live on the TikTok and go through which cards did you get. Now I'm going to ship those to you.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So if you said, I've got let's see, they're common. So all you have to do is say, these are common cards, non gone through. They're not, you know, multiples. It's just going to be random, basically. Random common cards. And then you sold them on TikTok and then you opened them live. Here's what you got. You're going to get more than 5 cents per card. Almost guaranteed.
Yeah, it could be.
But it would be something that would cause you more
ship
product.
Out thousands at a time, you know, if I can.
Yeah.
You know, and but I think people are hip to it by now. You know, like that could have worked. Like, and I'm sure some people do
make that work. All the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never but underestimate
the idea that. Oh, there could be something.
Yeah, exactly.
There ain't nothing in these.
Yeah, true.
Never underestimate how quickly people are to spend lots of money.
Oh, for sure.
I was reading an article earlier this week.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, or even for even the most minimal, Fallout 76, the online version of the popular Fallout series of games, they recently introduced a package. It was, I believe, $2,500. They have it on sale for $1,700 now, and people are scooping it up.
For 76?
Yes.
The game's already been a scam.
Yeah.
Like, the game's a scam.
And I don't know what, it's just like skins and little buffs and stuff like that, little extras and all that, but people are buying it. World of Battleships? World of Ships, warships, whatever it
There's
was.
Tanks, ships, and airplanes.
Yeah. I did play some of the ship one.
I played the
game
one.
Is free.
Oh, yeah.
The game's free to get, but they have like I remember reading if you were to buy all the upgrades and everything that they offer at a freemium price, it's something like $25,000.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I've heard where people, I mean, maybe it wasn't okay. It wasn't that game. It was Clash of Clans. My wife was really into, and I remember reading the average Clash of Clans players at the average spends $2,500 on that game.
What people do with packs of shit, packs of cards, or like I saw a dude, I know a dude that was spending crazy amounts on World of Tanks because you open up packs of tanks. And you get the same tanks over and over again. You get like three of the same tanks that you've been having, and then one maybe a premium tank. Mm-hmm. And then you spend, I watched them dunk, I mean, hundreds of dollars into this over the course of a few days. You know?
As an adult, I have probably spent $100 on, not Need for Speed. Was it Need for Speed? One of the ones, no, the most recent one, the one that you can... get all these packs of cars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then also, what was the other one? There's another game that I've...
GTA? Did you spend money on GTA?
Yeah,
shark cards.
Absolutely. I bought shark cards in the past. I've spent money on COD, Call of Duty.
Yeah, me too. I bought the maps and shit.
Yeah, I bought the couple of the, what are those called? The most recently, the
Warzone guns.
Yeah, it's not guns. It's like the where you can play the map and get all the extra stuff and stuff, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So I've spent money on those. And but here's the thing. I also think I haven't spent money on a Call of Duty game, like actually purchasing a game, because all I play is Warzone anyway.
Yeah.
So that's $69.99 per year that I've saved.
That you would normally spend on a new Call of Duty game pinched out.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then, so I don't know.
No, I was always afraid DayZ would incorporate that. From the earliest days of this podcast, we've been talking about DayZ, and that has been my biggest fear, is that would just ruin that game, is if you could pay to play.
Yep.
You know, if you could come in and just, if you paid $50 in real life money,
you got everything,
you know.
Or you could ruin it.
$100 a month and your new guy always starts with a Makarov with a full mag.
Yeah.
Or if you want to incorporate more people that are capable of playing, pay $100 a month and you don't have to load your shit. You pick up a fully loaded gun.
Yeah.
You pick up one that's loaded chamber. You just pick it up and shoot it.
Yeah, people do pay for private servers, priority queuing and stuff like that.
And and then you can get on those private servers that have fully loaded guns.
Oh yeah, you're all good to go. Yeah, yeah. I have dumped a stupid amount of money into Magic the Gathering, so I'm ready to get that return investment
back. Yeah, absolutely. Back to the surprise version of that, though. So I have 100 common cards. With one super gold leaf extra special Donruss. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about baseball here. But you know what I'm talking about? And then one diamond level super extra hard super guy. You know, or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
It's going, people do it all the time.
So there's two really cool cards and 100 common cards for $200 or whatever, or, you know, whatever the cost
is. There's a dude on eBay who does extremely well. So he
I'll pull up 10 TikTok accounts that are doing it right now live. Right.
I'm not interested.
Okay. I'm just saying, I will do TikTok for you, because I make a killing already on this radio station.
You do.
I will, because that's the next eBay. That's the next YouTube. That's the TikTok is where it's at right now.
Right.
Unfortunately,
I'm afraid of that.
More people are making more money off TikTok right now than any other app.
Yeah.
And we're talking about individuals that aren't influencers, just people. Mm.
Yeah, there's a dude on eBay who does this thing. He's been doing it for years. So he takes vintage cards, which these are could be worth one card, $20,000 or more, you know, and he'll take like five of them and distribute them into a batch of 100,000 cards and then sell them as you may. Yeah. And then he gets like lesser value cards and scattered in there as well. And the eBay reviews are he's got 100% or whatever. And everybody's like, damn, missed this one. Hopefully on my next paycheck, I can get it.
Yeah.
Get that $1 million Black Lotus or whatever. It's never going to happen.
Not Magic as much, but what's the other gotta catch them all? Pokemon. So there's a guy that opens
Pokemon's
up.
Huge.
There's a guy that opened Pokemon on there.
Yeah.
And I just said, I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. One of my favorite things as a kid was open up basketball, baseball, and football cards, okay? And those little foil packs. So I watched him for maybe 5 minutes. I think if I know the gifts right, I think people spent $1,000 over that 5 minutes, and there were five packs. So we're talking $200 a piece, $200 a pack, and he would open
probably
it
like
up.
The first set or something like that?
But no, they were current sets, but they were like gold. They were like, these are guaranteed to have one gold card or whatever the popular card is. So, or like hologram card or whatever it was. So he would open, oh, you got this. Oh, that one's good. We're going to put that one in this sleeve. Oh, here's the great, you know, it's a graded, it's going to be graded, blah, 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 or whatever.
Pokemon of any card game has the most chaff. Like, it is ridiculous amounts of just you'd be better off burning it for heat than getting any kind of money.
But at the same time,
absolutely, $1 million card could be in there.
It was last year I sold a collection of some Lego guys. It was like 20 of them or something, but it was from a set. It was Lord of the Rings themed. It's real big still now with the Amazon show and stuff. And I sold, it was about 10 of them, $2,000 is what I was able to get for somebody for that collection. And, or it was, I guess it was nine is what it was. It was the nine of the guys.
Yeah.
The Fellowship of the Nine.
Yeah. Oh,
the Fellowship of the Nine. Yeah. But yeah, I've got the 9 riders, would be a. I'm holding on to that because I think that's going to be big. But
that's what.
In any case, I remember like the day I sold it, I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, and I was just like, "Dude, you never believe what I made today sailing on some Legos." And he was like, "Oh, dude, the other day, he's like, I sold one Pokemon car for $2,000." This guy's he's not a showboat or anything. Yeah. Like I believe it was some foil holographic Charizard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said, and it wasn't even my good one. He was like, I got my good one still. He's like, he had to have it graded and stuff. Yeah. I guess, there's some thing there. Yeah,
PSA and B whatever, and then you send off the cards and they put it seal it in a thing.
Yeah,
and then grade it.
Yeah, yeah. But God, $2,000 off one. Pokemon card.
Any idea how much he spent to get that card?
Graded.
I don't know.
If he pulled that card, he spent $4,000.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The way it is.
I don't know, but I think
he's more than likely.
He said he was like collecting since he was a kid. Yeah. I talked to an old high school buddy of mine recently, and we were talking about this and that. And he's like, "Oh my gosh, dude!" He's like, "I got all my Pokemon cards from when I was a kid, just like in binders, and stuff, and sleeves, protective sleeves."
That's a different story.
You know,
when you kept the shit as a kid all the way till now. Yeah, then it's worth something.
I know. And he was like, "I don't know, I might just sell it to somebody for like $50." I was like, "Dude, before you do, I'll give you like $100. Like, whatever you think you're just going to get rid of it from, let me know. I will double it," is what I told him. He's like, "Okay, all right, we'll think about it."
And for the most part, new cards and shit, and this is like, I don't know if this is interesting at all, but I don't give a shit. Like, you'll spend so much. It's
very
weird. It's lottery. It's like when you buy a pack of Pokemon cards, you are shoving a quarter into a slot machine is what you're doing. I have been extremely lucky compared to people that I've seen, which is why I could measure my spent money on Magic cards as probably about $6,000. I have 10.
Gotcha.
Grand worth of cards.
Okay, that makes sense.
Very good. There's a few of those where I bought boxes that were like unreal lucky.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the chase.
Oh, absolutely.
Most people are paying, like, I don't know how many times I've went to a card shop or even Walmart and spent $200 on cards in one go.
Yeah.
And pulled maybe $7 worth of shit out of it.
Right, yeah, of course. Mm.
It's 100%. Unbelievable. That's happened so many times. It's just I've had so many lucky things happen.
I bought what they call the locker talk. It was a locker, basically.
Yeah.
It was
I know what you're talking about. Baseball.
It was baseball cards.
Yeah.
It was a locker, and it was called locker talk. And I got some really cool cards out of there. But back then, we didn't have internet, so we had our Beckett. You remember the Beckett? The magazine,
The
monthly magazine that came out, tell you how much cards are worth today. And I bought the next Beckett. I think it was like $7 or $8 to buy the Beckett each month or whatever. It was cool because some of the Becketts were worth something too. And then looked up. I think the most expensive card I got was an $8 card.
Yeah.
Out of there.
Were you stoked on that though?
Oh, I was stoked that I had an $8 card, couple $4 cards, and then like a bunch of 25-cent cards.
My most expensive card is like $300.
Nice.
And there's cards floating around that are $2,000 and $1 million.
I've got a fully hologrammed King Griffey Jr. Rookie card that could be worth $1,000.
Right.
But it's not graded.
Right.
So it's probably worth $100.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You go get it graded for very cheap.
Yeah, but it probably wouldn't be graded very well because I kept it as a kid.
Well, here's the problem with that is that when you keep shit from when you were a kid, there is so many cards that are worth $2,000 right now floating around that are worth nothing.
Exactly.
Because you slid the shit on a concrete stoop against your buddy.
Yeah.
And you didn't realize in 20 years that card would be worth $20,000.
I had a decent Pokemon collection when I was like 12, 13 years old, and then like hit puberty and I was like, this is the gayest thing ever. So I just gave it to a buddy of mine.
Yeah. I've seen a an image on Reddit. You can go look for it some of the big shit is called the Mox Ruby, the Mox Opal, all these things that are very powerful cards. We had a dick drawn on it from the 90s. Yeah,
that's
like
hilarious.
Like ballpoint pen penis drawn on it. You know, worthless.
Still went.
It probably still went, but.
Similar. I have some 1955 Bowman that I found in my house in Rattan when I moved in that my uncle had stored in his room in the closet, top of the closet, basically. It was kind of like a crawl space for the attic. in essence. Mm. So he'd stored up that. I was like, what are these? And I found like some old Bullseye and Daredevil, like 1965 comic books.
Yeah.
And then I found 1955 Bowman. All right. The cheapest card when I looked this up on the internet was $25. Mm. Okay. And there was like 15 or 20 of them. The most expensive one was like $800. Mm. But on the back, my uncle had written bad.
Oh, yeah.
So he had graded himself.
Yeah,
he graded
himself.
He graded all of them bad, good, great, awesome. Oh, you know, so every single one was written on. So I looked at it, I was like, what if they're written on as from a kid? It's like, well, it actually cuts most of these particular cards in about half.
Yeah.
So oh, that's not bad.
So
not
I was like, bad. Okay, because I guess in 1955, a lot of kids were writing on their baseball cards.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It was kind of crazy. So I was
it's
like.
It's a huge difference in when it's a hobby versus like maybe a business venture. Yeah, sometimes exactly. It's difficult when you want to mix the two. I've thought before about that. I've got a very decent Lego collection. I've thought before about, you know, if maybe if my daughter's not into it, you know, what am I going to do with them? I just don't know how much it might be something that I potentially get back into. I just, where I live now, there's just, the logistics aren't there.
Yeah.
The space.
You have to travel and do what you want to do. Yeah.
But, I was telling you guys about BrickLink. Well, the interesting thing is not only does it track what you've sold on it, but it also tracks what you've bought on it.
Uh-oh.
And I do remember, I think the last time I was about $65,000 in Legos. Damn. On BrickLink.
Damn. Wow.
BrickLink alone. Now, that's not to say I took 65 grand out of my pocket. Mostly when I was really into it, the only Lego I bought was from the account from which I had sold it. PayPal. It was
so that means you've bought and sold that much or more.
That was just bought.
Gotcha.
That was just bought, but most of that was from my proceeds of selling
that's
them
right,
as
right,
well.
Yeah.
Because I was real big into the little minifigure guys. I didn't care about those. That's what was the hot item. That's what people wanted to buy. And I turned that into
profit.
And when I look, I'm, you know, do I have $65,000 in Legos? I don't think so. Probably not. Maybe I have more or whatever. Yeah. I've definitely built things and I've calculated. I was like, oh, that's $25,000 in Legos. Nice. Just if you were to just have the Legos, you know, not the time and stuff put into it. But
listen, it's
those
like,
are different things.
Yeah. And it's a different time now for you. You know, like maybe logistically you're not feeling it. I want to hold on to my Magic cards for the chance that once a year I get the hair up my ass and I want to play for 2 weeks. That's not worth it to me. I'm realizing that's not worth it to me.
Yeah.
The last transaction I had with Magic the Gathering was probably about a year ago.
And I'll just say real quickly, my Legos are with that lady that you were talking about. There ain't no climate control. Yeah. That's whose hands it's in. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's probably already been stolen.
No, you're
have
fine.
You checked it lately?
Yeah, it's probably stolen.
It's probably stolen by now. The last transaction I had Magic related was when I went down to Texarkana because this person sold their collection. They posted it for $600 and I was like, I got to come look at it. And I got it for like way less than that, right? And I'm looking through it. I'm like, I'm just not seeing. And I'm grabbing, hand, 300 cards at a time and just shuffling through them, being like, I'm not really seeing much. But I'm seeing one thing here and there. It's obviously a collection that isn't sorted at all. So I was like, I can't stand in your cat piss smelling house
for two days.
Any longer. So I'm just going to offer you $150. They took it. I could have gotten a blowjob from her and her mom as well as the cards. You know, they were like, yes, $150. Take it.
Absolutely.
You know, and then took it up there. And I still haven't even gone through it. It's just sitting there. It was just a good deal.
I love it.
You know, it's just sitting.
It takes
there.
Work. And that goes back to the hustling thing with the eBay flipping, flipping whatever it is. And when Tyler had talked a little bit about that, I remember looking at a guy who he was selling some like vehicle camping equipment. It's like 12 volt inverters and stuff you could hook up to your truck, tents that come off your vehicle and stuff. It was all like camping equipment specific for vehicles, and
which is all cool, by the way.
Yeah, very cool. And I was just like, man, it was some high end top tier gear. And I was like, well, what else is a guy, into? And it, the Facebook Marketplace shows like their selling history right. or whatever. The dude literally started with like a piece of string, and you saw, and not to that extreme, but he was selling like crap and junk at one point, and then he was selling like $800 vehicles, then $1,200 vehicles, and then $2,500 vehicles, to the point where then he was flipping like high end sports class BMWs and all kinds of other little things cool. and stuff. Yeah,
there's all kinds of videos you can watch of a dude turns a nickel to $10,000.
Yeah,
yeah.
Paper clip into a house.
Yeah,
that was the first one. Wasn't
yeah, that was like the first one. And it's real.
It's real. You can watch it.
Real.
It was through eBay. He did that one.
Yeah,
paper put some work in it.
Yeah, you got to invest the work, and that's why I'm like. Most people are getting to reselling, especially during COVID, are like, I'm going to get rich off of this.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, if I could somehow just pay rent with just eBay, mm-hmm. I'm about to be going crazy. And that's really my goal. I don't want to put too much time. I don't want to hate it. But here's the thing. I'm a hyper-focusing ADD. Like, I will drop something like Andy with Woody. I don't want to play with you anymore. Like, in a second, right? The fact that this has been nothing, it's been on my mind severely for almost 3 weeks now is good to me. Yeah. And I have everything ready. I keep looking at it every day being like, dude, I can't wait to buy bubble wrap so I can post all this shit.
Yeah.
And I haven't yet. So, you know, so I think
you're gonna probably going to go today. You quit smoking.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to go today and do it. Yeah, because I ain't quitting. I ain't quitting.
And, like, at least do it before you die one day, like in an avalanche of boxes that fall.
Yeah, exactly.
All your stuff. Yeah. How ironic would that be?
Yeah,
that would
be bad.
That's today's version of the mechanic of 1989 that had 13 cars in his in the back. Oh, I'm going to get to him.
Yeah, dude, how many people around here have that? Like, a junkyard, a veritable junkyard.
Yeah.
Where they're like, I'm getting to that fucking car.
Yeah.
Oh, you're close to that.
I'm prone, man. I'm getting. I got eight.
He said, I'm prone.
I got eight on the property. I'm halfway there.
I'm prone to slide into that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm prone to getting slid into on that.
Yeah. Nah.
How many Rovers do you got over there?
Yeah, what's the count now?
I got two.
All right.
Yeah, you got two Rovers.
Too many.
Too many.
Too many.
I got vehicles on a property. I got to call one. One of them's not mine. One of the most highly sought after vehicle on my property is not mine.
They're trying to sell it for me now. I've been in lines. People turn around and be like, your brother's friend's truck. Will you make an offer to them on it for me?
Yeah. But I guess I don't know what happened to it. I don't know if it was a bullet or what. It ain't from mowing.
Uh-oh.
Okay, because I've not mowed that part of the yard like in a long time, but the other day I went out there and I keep an eye on it. I start it up every once in a while, just make sure it sounds so
literally
good.
Somebody just parking a lot of money on a thing and never seeing it again.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many people stop like in my yard and when they see me out front to ask about it. But
unbelievable.
In any case, the passenger side window is shattered.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's in place. There's one
it's
hole,
definitely
right?
A mowing route,
there's a
dude.
Hole in the middle. But dude, I've mowed up there in a month. And
how many enemies you got? They're shooting.
I don't know. I've been.
How many hot stories have you had lately?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, court docket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll show him.
Yeah, I got to go home soon.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up because I got nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. So, hey, like you're collecting cars, I'm collecting radio stations.
Yeah, you are.
That's right.
It's in the books. Two more under the belt. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Empire. I thought it was going to be cool.
Nah,
it's busy.
You sound busy.
Yeah.
You seem busy.
Fun. Yeah. I'm enjoying myself.
Good, man.
I feel like I got to buy some like
advertising
east of here.
Yeah.
No, I got to buy some east of here before you get to them.
Yeah, that's
Jay
right.
Jay Lindley, Radio Empire, snatching it up.
Yeah. I'll try.
Well, proud of you.
Although I was at Born and Raised Festival, hung out with Cole Wetzel. If y'all know who he is, he knows.
Oh, yeah.
But that was cool.
He's
but
the guy that wears that shirt.
Yeah, he sings that song.
Yeah.
White dude. Yeah, wears the pants.
The radio station cluster next to me has three radio stations in Texarkana that are for sale, and they are on fire sale right now.
Oh, really?
What they said.
So, Australian dude?
I didn't meet him. They told me, the people that was there for me told me. But
yeah.
Yeah.
If he's got some in Alaska,
Lara was like, do not talk to my husband.
Yeah.
There's a group of Texarkana stations that have passed hands like six times in the past
that would
few
be them.
Years.
That's that
them?
Would be them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could probably somehow get your money and get out.
Maybe.
You know, like or, somehow.
Or just flip it, Adam.
Yeah,
flip
them radio stations. Yeah. We'll be talking to list them on eBay.
Exactly.
Or just gut them.
At this point,
put a stop to it. You could probably buy those on the cheap, gut them, and then just put a stop to this nonsense.
Yeah.
And put an end to this train of pain.
That's right.
That is affecting so many people. Did it also come with one in Alaska?
I don't know.
They threw that one in as a bonus?
No, they
and wait, there's more.
That. Yeah.
There's a station in Juneau.
I'll buy a station in Juneau in a heartbeat because I didn't mind visiting there.
Nah, I'm going to ask for that job.
Okay, cool.
If you buy the one in Juneau, send me up there, dude.
That's the closest we ever lost Tyler over at ours. When that guy came through.
Thank God.
Like, yeah, I got one in Alaska. But what?
Yeah.
Where it's not like 95 degrees on October 1st.
They listen to me like, this guy would be good in Alaska. Ship him off that
Where everybody's drunk and high at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And then it would have gotten sold, and then I would have been like, wait, damn, Jay Lindley's my new owner? What the fuck?
Even better.
Yeah.
But if you knew the folks who were paying for live ad visits into our radio station right now, you would be like, dude, you'd be jealous, dude.
Yeah.
You'd be jealous.
Yeah. So
people are crawling to get on the radio station right now.
Oh man, well,
you can cut this out.
Off the air because we got to go.
Anybody and everybody.
You know what? It's to the point where when they're buying advertisement to come on, we know we're doing something right.
That's true.
Let's just say
there
that.
There you go. Good point.
Let's just say that.
Oh, but wait a minute.
We'll talk about it off the air.
Is it?
Because So let's just wrap this one up.
All right.
Peace.
Goodbye.